This is a podcast from ACLU.org. For more podcasts, go to www.aclu.org/podcasts.
My name is Barbara Hines. I'm a clinical professor of law at the University of Texas Law School, and I direct the immigration clinic at the law school. Since September, my students and I have been going to the Hutto facility. We provide direct representation to the detainees there in their immigration proceedings, and I am also collaborating with the local and national ACLU in litigation using a more systemic challenge to the conditions at Hutto. I've been doing immigration work for 30 years, and the first time I went out to Hutto in September, I was shocked. And I have seen a lot in the many years of doing immigration law that disturbed me. But I think this is the most disturbed I've been about any immigration policy that we've had in a really long time. I just couldn't believe that there were children in prison uniforms behind barbed wire. Regardless of what the government calls this facility, it is not a family residential center. It is a prison. There is no direct sunlight. When I started going out there, initially there was a lot of barbed wire around. That was taken down for a press tour. But basically, it's windowless. The children are in prison scrubs and garbs dressed exactly like their parents. They wear name tags. They wear bracelets. Their movement is completely monitored by the people running this facility. Parents are generally in tears when they talk to us. Children are depressed. The longer and longer that people stay there, the more desperate that they become. Certainly, this is not an appropriate setting for children. One of the things I think is important to point out is that this prison is not being run by a child welfare agency. It's being run by the Corrections Corporation of America, which is a private company that operates prisons for profit. The government announced the end of what they call the catch and release program, which I actually object to because I think it dehumanizes people. These are families, these are children, these are human beings. But basically the idea was an expansion really on all fronts of a detention policy and the idea that all immigrants, even immigrants seeking asylum, should be detained. On the other hand, Congress in the appropriations bills for the Department of Homeland Security has stated that the detention of families should be the last alternative and that the Department of Homeland Security should be looking for less restrictive alternatives before they choose to detain young children with their parents. These policies are violating the law, and that is why we are investigating and contemplating litigation. What I hope is that the Hutto facility is closed and that the government complies with the dictates of Congress to look for reasonable alternatives other than housing children in a prison. I would like the Congress to put pressure on the Department of Homeland Security to comply with their dictates in the appropriations bill. That is that children should not be detained, that families should not be detained, except as the last alternative, and that the government explore the alternative reasonable means of ensuring that people appear for their immigration hearings. And there are many other alternatives out there. Some people ask us what those alternatives could be. The alternatives we believe would be more appropriate for children would be to house families in the community, in group homes that are sponsored by refugee agencies, the churches, or the intensive supervision program, which involves ankle bracelets. But there are many, many other alternatives, and it's the government's obligation to try those out before they incarcerate children.
You've been listening to a podcast from ACLU.org. To learn more about this case, go to www.aclu.org/Hutto, H-U-T-T-O.